What's up, Vince? How you doing?
Not much, guys. How's everything?
Oh, we're doing pretty well. Doing pretty well. How was practice today?
Good.
It's practice, right?
Still building.
It's the dog.
It's still building.
So what's your process now coming back from the injury, you know, missing most of last year? Do you feel like no restrictions right now, going 100% just like you normally would?
100%. No restrictions at all. No limitations.
Just doing your thing, huh?
Yeah. Just knocking the rust off, getting back in, you know, playing shape and being able to, you know, get 6 and 7 and 8 plays in a row, just getting that down pack and how I normally do. So this is the toughest part of the year for all of us, you know, just grinding out and, you know, some days you feel like crap and some days you feel better. So you just being able to get back and just to build each day. That's the main goal for me.
When did the trainers tell you that you were at that point? Was it May, April, and said, "Hey, Vince, when you start camp, you can just go."
I mean, first day of camp. First day of camp, we had a plan. If everything went to plan, I was going to be out there first day, and everything went good. You know, the whole procedure. Only thing sucked was just being away from football, but as far as rehabbing and getting strength and building strength and stuff like that, all that come with confidence. And, you know, the more you play, the more you do things and put your bodies and put yourself in situations where you have to be forced to use that part of the body. And once we saw, you know, I was moving good and everything, and we said, you just see how first day of camp go. And once we got there, you know, we never looked back from there.
Hey, Vince, you're entering your 11th season now. Everyone here knows you've been there, you've done that, you've been a linchpin in this defense, experienced pretty much everything that football players have to experience. Obviously, last year was the first time you've ever gotten hurt, and you played in that first series against Washington on Thursday night. Did it have any special meaning for you? I know it's just the first preseason game, but just standing on that field again, wearing your number 75, playing with your teammates, what was that like for you?
It was just the appreciation of the game. Been playing the game as long as I've been playing, and go all the way back to high school, you know, 17, 18, 19 years of just football straight through. And just to look back and, you know, things I've accomplished, not only at this level, but, you know, being one of the best college teams I've ever been a part of, high school, and then, of course, coming here playing against and with some great guys. It was just appreciation being able to be back on the field. You know, it wasn't anything where, you know, it was like lights, camera, action on wow, like a deer in the headlights. because I think I got all of that out when I first did a training camp, just being able to be back and hear calls from Gerard Mayo, listen to Tom make audibles and make my checks on the line. So I think I got that kind of out the way early on in camp. But when I, you know, playing against Washington and, you know, of course, going in the first preseason game, just being able to get out there and be with my guys, it's just the appreciation I have for the game and where I came from, coming back from this injury. You know, it was just one of those things where I really sucked it in and said, you know what, I really appreciate playing football. It wasn't about me. It was about everybody. It was about my teammates. It was about my coaches. It was about us as a team. And I really appreciated that. And it was no other better feeling than that, stepping out down the field with my guys.
You were pretty open with your knowledge that, you know, there's some doubt about a guy of your size, your age, coming back from an injury like this. As you get into the regular season, and you also had to deal with a contract renegotiation, mm-hmm. Is there a chip on your shoulder, an edge, or a little extra motivation to maybe show people that the big man's back and what he can do?
You know, I keep that within myself. I mean, I've seen a lot, I've heard a lot of stories. I mean, stuff that was shown to me about a guy my size coming back from this injury. And I always say, nobody's me. I'm one of a kind. I'm me. If you like it or you love it, you know, I'm me. And, you know, been playing football for a long time. And for me to have, you know, one injury in my career, it says a lot in where I play at in the trenches. It's not like I'm a quarterback or a kicker or anything like that. I'm in the trenches. I'm having people follow me every play. I'm delivering blows every play. It's not a down that I don't go out without a fight or without a banging collision. So throughout my career, you know what? It is what it is. And sometimes I sit back and smile and, you know, I just think about how far I came, And I always like to, you know, doubt, you know, all the doubters, I like to prove them wrong. But it was never a doubt in my mind that I would get back. And I don't know what the future may have for me. I'm not saying that I know it, you know, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, or 2-3 months away from here have for me. But I'm going to take it as every day. I'm just going to keep striding forward and play the game like I know how to play it. I will not alter one bit of my game because of what happened. I will never think about the injury. So I think I'm past that stage of being afraid to step or walk downstairs or hit a putter or twist your ankle. I'm past all of that now. So I'm just playing football now like I've always known how to play.
When you were going through it, when you're going through the rehab, and you talk about some of the things you heard about somebody your size coming back from this injury, did you talk to anybody who had the injury? Who'd you talk to? Who was your source of inspiration? Was it an athlete? Was it a trainer? Or maybe it was both?
Well, it was a couple guys that actually came off Achilles themselves, and that was pretty big of guys. I don't want to say their names, but it's guys that had this injury.
They reached out to you, or you reached out to them?
Both.
Okay.
And, you know, they were very positive about it. And one thing they told me is, like, look, if you put your mind to it and you rehab and you have the best rehab people that you you can get and take it seriously, there's no question that you'll be back playing the way you know how to play. And they told me, you say, hey, it's going to be some challenges where, you know, you may wake up one morning, you may feel like this. Or you might feel great one day and it might be off and on. So, and they told me, you know, it lasts, you know, from 6 to 12 months, depending on who you are. You know, different things last, you know, longer. But just being able to play and get confidence that you have the mobility and that is strength and it's fixed. They say that's the biggest problem that you have. So the quicker you can play, the better you'll feel. And I found that to be true. So a lot of guys that, you know, like I said, it was a couple guys I reached out to. And I'm not talking about no Rudy Poos. I'm talking about all pro level type guys that had this injury that I talk with. So I had the confidence that I'll get back with the team that we had in place. You know, if I was down here, if I was working out with my personal trainer down in Florida, I mean, we grind. Because one thing I wanted to do was make sure that it was fixed, make sure I did everything right. Because I'm hard headed. You know, I've never been injured, you know, and they told me this is an injury that's, you know, it's going to take time. You got to have patience. And, you know, I was very impatient, but I had to learn the hard way. So I had to bite my lip sometimes and suck it up and sit my behind down for an extra 4 weeks and just take it slow. But I had the confidence in everybody I had involved with me getting back to where I need to get back. I had the confidence of those guys. And, you know, we worked our tails off to get back to this level. So it wasn't all me. It was a team of people that we all came together and we had a plan and we had a goal that we wanted to hit. And if we hit it, we'll go to the next step. And it was like 4 or 5 steps. And I'm like, man, holy crap, man. Look here, man. But it worked out for the best of me.
Was Mrs. 75 a big part in that process?
Was.
Some
yes,
of the dark
was.
Days
she
did you ever get down
one.
And you cry on her shoulder
she
at
was,
all?
She was number one. So she know how stubborn I can be. So.
Yeah,
I had to humble myself.
I think Kobe Bryant was on that list. Sometimes these guys, you talk to Kobe, it's okay. You talk to a Laker, it's all right. I mean, people here understand. They understand.
No Rudy Poos, though. Yeah,
no Rudy Poos, baby. No,
I don't think I heard that before.
No Rudy Poos.
No Rudy Poos.
That's a Rock. I think The Rock used to use that in WWE.
Well, Vince Wilfork, it's always good to see you, man. And,
thank you, guys.
And, you know, good luck to you this season. Thanks for stopping
it.
By.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Vince.
Vince Wilfork on the Patriots Monday.